I told you I wanted a new tattoo. It was absentmindedly said, among other things, while talking on the phone. The comment had gone forgotten by myself for a few months until you surprised me with an appointment to get whatever I wanted. I'm so excited. Until the tattoo artist starts cleaning my skin below my breasts for the stencil. He's handsome, and you're both laughing and teasing me about how I'll react to the pain. I remember you telling me about how close you both were when you were growing up and in school together. You've been reassuring me that he would take good care of me, and you'd be right here the whole time. I'm okay. I reassure you both. I promise that I'm more than okay to go through with this. I glance up to watch him meticulously place the stencil, his gloved fingers gingerly smoothing it down in a thoughtful caress that brings a warm flush to my skin. Soon enough, the paper is peeled away and both of you help me up. I smile, because it's nice to be reminded that gentlemen still exist. I make sure it is exactly where I wanted to be in the mirror before I return to the tattoo chair and he lays me back. He smiles at me, letting me know he's going to tuck some paper towels between my shirt and the area he's going to be working. Admittedly, I am momentarily caught up in his dimpled smile and his lip piercing, so when his hands grab the material of my shirt, pushing it up to expose some of my breasts, I shiver. My eyes cut to yours, slightly alarmed. You're perfectly calm and grinning, playfully giving me a thumbs up. I exhale and try to get my heartbeat to slow, trying not to hyperfocus on the feel of the paper towels rubbing against my skin, one edge precariously tickling my areola. He asks if I'm ready to start, winking and getting his wireless machine going. Yes, thank you. My voice is off, but I chalk it up to nerves and having both of your eyes on me. When the tattoo machine buzzes to life, I feel you at my legs. You begin to gently massage my calves, asking him about some of his favorite brands to order from for his supplies. When the needles kiss my skin, my thighs and ass flex for a moment. I knew it was coming, but my body is spooked. After a while, though, I find myself being pulled into a wonderful state of managed pain and listening to both of your voices. The two rumbling octaves going back and forth. The warm chuckles, and you both checking in on me every so often. I don't know how long I lay there, lost in the sweet sting and pull of the tattoo machine. I start humming along to the music playing low in the background, enjoying the happy bliss that comes with getting a tattoo. Then I start to notice something. Conversation is still going, both of you deep into it, when I feel your fingers playing with the hem of my yoga pants. I keep my eyes shut, thinking maybe you were just lost in thought. But no, you aren't. Wandering fingertips turn slowly into hooks and carefully pull my pants down far enough to where my mons is visible. I'm fully aware this isn't something normal and I feel the need to correct you, but the ongoing sting of the tattoo gun keeps me in place. My face is aflame. My eyes connect with yours, and you're smiling. Not just smiling like before, but like the wolf who's managed to corner a lame sheep. Your eyes are watching as your fingers dip down a little more. I almost panic, catching myself before messing up your friend as he works. His back is to you, but I'm sure he can feel me tensing up with my anxiety. He asks me if I need a break, All I can do is blush and shake my head no. He winks happily at me and keeps going. When your finger starts rubbing my clit, I have to bite the inside of my mouth. I've never been so scared and aroused at the same time. Fuck. I have to be so careful not to move. It's driving me crazy. I just want to bring my hips up to meet your teasing little circles on me. This is something we've never really talked about. Maybe once or twice, if ever. But only behind the door of our bedroom during the hottest of moments. It feels like ages of you teasing me until your friend stops laying down ink and clears his throat. I open my eyes, flushed and chest heaving. He says he's looking at his work, wiping me off before he needs to swap needles. You stopped, so I think maybe he hasn't noticed what's been going on. I hope he hasn't, anyways. He asks me if I'm doing all right, and I nod again. His black gloved hand comes up to rest under my chin, making me meet his eyes. He tells me I have to be extra still for the next part and be a good girl because you are going to eat me out while he finishes up, and then you're both going to take turns fucking me. Mm-hmm. Pretty sure I'm panting, a whimper escaping me as he leans forward and places a soft kiss to my lower lip before letting me go. Yes, sir. I whisper in response before looking at you and seeing you preparing to pull my pants off completely. Your eyes are alight with hunger. Your voice is thick as you tell me you know I'll be such a good girl and do as you both tell me. You have faith in your baby girl. This had also been a fantasy of mine, not just getting a threesome with two men, but being put in a situation where I just have to take it. Just take it. For a few heartbeats, my mind is considering all the possibilities of the situation. Being a focal point of desire for two men, feeling like I'm burning alive in the most pleasant of ways. What would it be like to feel immense pain and immediate pleasure? Despite my fear, I can't help but smile. Before your friend starts tattooing again, he shoves my shirt up and takes a moment to lavish bites all over my tits. I'm unable to stop myself from mewling, feeling my lungs wringing themselves empty in my ribs. I can feel his saliva cooling and making my nipples painfully hard. My pussy is throbbing. I hear you groan, teasing me about how wet I must be getting, how fucking hot I am like this with nowhere to go, with his friend's mouth all over me. Before I can whimper or say anything, your hard hands shove my legs open and your mouth finds my clit. I shake and groan, watching your friend's tongue flick out against my hard nipple. It's mesmerizing. It's almost too damn much. His teeth catch the edge of my nipple before his eyes pin me to my place. He tells me he can't wait until it's his turn to eat me out, how badly he wants to spread me wide open and tongue fuck me into oblivion, how he's seen all the pictures on your social media, us being cute and happy, how delicious he thought I was, how lucky you are. I come right at that moment. Your fingers are deep inside me and your tongue is abusing my clit. Between you both, I stand no chance. As I start coming down from the cosmos you both shot me into, he starts tattooing again. This is another kind of high, feeling the pain and the ebbing pleasure of your mouth slowly starting to work me up again. I love you so much. This is immeasurable, this pleasure you so eagerly give me. I need to start thinking of other things I want and mention those more often.